brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be opening the phones up in this hour for your calls. I'd like it to be on government-sponsored terror. You can talk about how our loving criminal government staged attacks in Iran in 53, now declassified, to overthrow democratically elected Mohammad Mossadegh. We can discuss 9/11. We can discuss the first World Trade Center bombing. Huge Oklahoma City news breaking. We've got Kevin Barrett in studio. I've interviewed him several times over the phone, but he's here in Austin for a speaking engagement, talking about his new book, 9/11, American Empire, Christian Jews and Muslims Speak Out. We have links to his websites and organizations up on Infowars.com right now. For stations that just joined us, we had a massive newsmaker interview in the last hour. It broke in the news yesterday, and you heard the lawyer on. We had him on 3 years ago covering this, Jesse Trinidu, but now the affidavit from Terry Nichols. The headlines, Nichols says bombing was FBI operation. Another headline, Nichols, McVeigh had high-level FBI help. This is so big, we need to continue this discussion in this hour. In fact, we're going to get into 9/11, but as it comes out, as more and more evidence comes out that Oklahoma City was a black op as well, everybody, I was on Coast to Coast AM last night, is saying, including George Norrie, this is a direct confirmation and only strengthens the hand of those that are exposing what happened on 9/11. And for those that don't know, Dr. Kevin Barrett is the lead editor of 9/11, An American Empire, Volume 2, Christian Jews and Muslims Speak Out, and the author of Truth Jihad, My Epic Struggle Against the 9/11 Big Lie. Dr. Barrett is taught in Islamic and Arabic studies, folklore, and African literature at the University of Wisconsin-Madison since 96. Barrett coordinates the Muslim-Jewish-Christian Alliance on 9/11, Mujica.com, M-U-J-C-A.com, links up on Infowars.com if you missed it, and is a leading figure in both the 9/11 truth movement and the fight for academic freedom. Barrett has appeared or has been featured many times on CNN, Fox, Univision, BC, BBC, CBS, and other leading broadcast outlets, and has been the subject of extensive articles and op-eds in the New York Times, Chicago Tribune, Christian Science Monitor, and other newspapers. And we are honored to have him in studio. Mr. Barrett, thank you for coming in.
Well, hey, it's great to be with you, Alex.
You bet. This is a short segment. We're going to break in 2.5 minutes. But just out of the gates, what do you think about this Oklahoma City news?
Well, it's mind-boggling, isn't it, to see the Deseret News, these mainstream newspapers having headlines saying, look, FBI behind the bombing. I mean, I never thought I'd see a story like that. It's amazing.
I don't know what they're going to do. It's coming out in mainstream news in England that the Brits have staged almost all terrorism there. It's coming out that our government staging attacks or funding the insurgency in Iraq to keep the war going. It seems like everything's being revealed.
It does seem like that, and it makes me think that we're kind of in a race here between the forces that are exposing these things, and that's, you know, you're at the head of those forces, and you have been for a long time, and the people who need to cover them up as a survival strategy, you know, and I just don't know what they're going to do to try and keep the lid on this, but I sure hope it isn't as over the top as some of the things they've done in the past.
Well, they keep saying we're going to wake up and have a mushroom cloud. I pray that's not the case, but if there is one, the first place we've got to look is Pennsylvania Avenue and the Pentagon.
Well, that's right. You know, we already have polls showing that 36% of the American people say that 9/11 was an inside job.
And 84% believe they're being lied to.
That's right. So how many people are going to believe it if they concoct some story about another big attack?
That's what I've been saying since day one. This is to save lives and the Republic, and hence the world, because we're being used as an engine of global hegemon and domination and empire. If we don't expose who's behind the terror, folks, they're going to win.
That's right. Yeah, it's an all-out struggle using truth as our weapon. And, you know, I think truth is really the best weapon there is. When I debate these guys on the other side, they don't really feel it. You know, they don't have the energy of that comes from telling the truth. And that's one reason that they can't defend this indefensible official story of 9/11.
I agree with that. They don't have the energy, the life force, the truth on their side.
That's right.
The force is not with them.
That's for sure. There's less and less of that force with them every day as these things keep coming out.
Absolutely. I tell you, it's scary, though. It's scary because they're like cornered badgers, and I don't know, cornered
hey, badger's a noble animal. I'm from Wisconsin. That's our mascot. No, they're cornered rats, Alex. They're cornered rabid rats is what they are.
Or cornered rabid pumbas. We'll be right back.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is 8 minutes into the hour, the 22nd day of February, 2007. Kevin Barrett, Professor Kevin Barrett, author Kevin Barrett, speaker Kevin Barrett, is our guest. 9/11 Truth Crusader is our guest in studio.
Hey, don't say Crusader, Alex. I'm a Muslim.
hey, that name that name has multi uses.
I know.
And I'm taking that word back.
That's right. We need to take that back and launch a real crusade for the truth. You know, there's a good side to that word too.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. No, I said that as a little bit of a double entendre, they could say, or a pun. How did you wake up to 9/11? Then let's go to the latest 9/11 developments. Then let's open the phones up. You're also going to be speaking at the First Universalist Unitarian Church this evening, and they're going to show 9/11 Press for Truth, and details are up on InfoWars.com concerning that. But tell us about Kevin Barrett and your awakening, how you woke up.
Well, you know, I wish I'd woken up earlier. I wish I'd been listening to your stuff and watching your DVDs, Alex. But it took me 2 years to see that the evidence was so overpowering that it was worth devoting my life to trying to expose this. First, for the first 2 years, I saw a lot of unanswered questions and problems in the official story. But it wasn't until I saw Thierry Masson, the French author, just decimate this Pentagon spokesman on Al Jazeera in fall 2003. I said, wait a minute, you know, what's going on here? This the story that Maison's putting out about the inside job at the Pentagon needs to be looked into. And then I heard that David Griffin was writing a book about it. Griffin is a very careful, button-down kind of academic who doesn't get into stuff like this very easily. And so it's the first thing he'd ever done remotely like this. When I heard he was on the case and suggesting it was a demolition and a complete inside job, I said I'd better look into this. And once I did, then I saw this information that you'd been on top of from day one and realized, my goodness, it's not just that it was an inside job, but there's smoking guns piled up to the skies. We can prove this easily, and that can change the world.
And the debunkers
like the BBC and others, they never attack us. They only build straw men and claim we said things we didn't, or they go out and find some of the more esoteric kind of kooky things, because, you know, there's as many ideas as the sun out there, and then claim that, well, you know, there's all these different ideas. No, bottom line, the official story is the wildest conspiracy theory of all. We have disproven the official story 110%, and then we can debate exactly how the military-industrial complex orchestrated this, but clearly they had the means, they had the motive, and then you look at it, they have their fingerprints all over it. Can you speak to the debunkers and then, in a nutshell, what the main tenets of 9/11 truth are?
Well, of course, the debunkers have mainly argued using ad hominem attacks, attacking the person who's making the argument rather than the actual argument itself. And they've been used a lot of deception in their responses. The Popular Mechanics book in particular is extremely deceptive.
But, I mean, that's hers publishing. Literally in the encyclopedia, their name is right next to Yellow Journalism.
That's right. Yeah. The Hearst Corporation, that's the corporation that brought you the Spanish-American War by talking about the perfidious Spanish attack on the battleship Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898. And, of course, that certainly wasn't the Spanish that blew up that ship. You can trace these debunkers back to highly dubious corporations and funding sources. So what should we say to them? Well, I think the first thing we say is that look at the official report, the 9/11 Commission report. It is so full of holes, it is so full of lies, that no rational person who reads that report and compares it to other evidence, perhaps reads alongside it David Griffin's book, the 9/11 Commission Report, Omissions and Distortions.
Which you said he should have named the 400-and-something page lie.
Yeah, he is, or the 568-page lie or whatever. Yeah, the book just doesn't hold up. And the thing is that are we willing to accept a report on the most important historical event of our century that is a tissue of lies? If you say yes, I think you're out of your mind. Whether or not you buy into this or that particular alternative 9/11 theory or hypothesis, there is no way that you're going to read the official report, look at the evidence, and tell me that that report is an adequate historical record. It's so far from that that it's not even funny.
You've been all over, you name it, CNN, Fox, O'Reilly, they've all attacked you, and all they do is sit there and scream at you. They'll talk 5 minutes, you'll talk maybe a minute, and they just keep calling you crazy over and over again. They can never debate any facts.
That's right. And so I've tried to use that against them in a couple of ways. One is by writing this new book, Truth Jihad, My Epic Struggle Against the 9/11 Big Lie, which is a sort of a humorous autobiography that could be handed to one of these people that have seen me on Fox or something and say, well, is this guy crazy? How did a nice Midwestern white boy turn into a crazed Muslim conspiracy theorist? Is he really crazy? Read the book and find out. And, it's a kind of, use of humor and autobiography against this ad hominem attack, attack the arguer rather than the argument. And hopefully when people read that book, it will sort of shake their minds free a little bit, and they'll be able to go back and look at the evidence with an open mind.
What do you think the main pillars of 9/11 truth are, evidence-wise, and then where do you think the movement should go from here?
Well, I think the first and foremost pillar, of course, is Building 7. As you yourself have pointed out, anybody who sees Building 7 collapsing into its own footprint at freefall speed, about 7 seconds for a 47-story building, and then sees the landlord, the over-insured landlord, Larry Silverstein, who purchased the complex and finalized his purchase 6 weeks before 9/11, collected billions of dollars in a payout on this destruction of the
world. It's now up to $7 billion.
Is he getting $7 billion now?
It was first $2 billion, and then $5 billion, and then $6 billion, and then,
Right. That's a lot of money on a six-week investment. He only put down a few million. He collected billions. And then he confessed on national television that, you know, we decided the best thing to do was pull it. And we pulled it, and we watched the building collapse.
And then the next piece they show them going, and then we pulled the other buildings months later. We're getting ready to pull number six. Mm-hmm. And it shows them blowing it up. And then we have all the firefighters and police now on video going, get back. We're about to bring it down. It's coming down. And all these other firefighters and police and emergency workers we played clips of and had on saying, yeah, I got there to help. And they said, get back from seven. We're about to bring it down.
Right.
You can't set bombs in a building that's burning, and it would take weeks even. It's hard to bring them down. It would take weeks even if you had the time to do it.
That's right. It's a complete smoking gun. There's even people talking about the countdown. There was a countdown to Building 7 coming down. You don't do countdowns to accidental fire-induced collapse.
That's right. People now on message boards are doing more research than my office has because they've got the time. And I spent like 3 hours the other night and didn't get any sleep because I got home and saw this at about midnight. I looked up. It was 3:45. My wife's wandering around upstairs going, honey, where are you? Come to bed. And I'm down there, and they had like 50 or 60 quotes out of newspapers with firemen saying there was a countdown, they blew it up, we were told to get back. And then there were like 20-something video clips I hadn't even seen, and I'm trying to play these on the show, and I'm like just going, I mean, we're drowning in evidence here.
That's right.
And this is stuff I've never even seen, and I think, you know, I mean, I spend all my time doing this. There's so much evidence, I can't even wallow through it all.
Well, that's one of the problems with this whole thing is there's almost too much evidence. I said they left smoking guns piled up to the skies. They pile them so high that you can't see the sun anymore. And so people get, you know, they just stick their heads back in the sand and give up. Some people do, at least. But I'm not going to do that. I mean, when they leave that many smoking guns for me, I'm going to pick those up and use them as a weapon for truth. We can use this to change the world.
Why do you think they were so arrogant? We are changing the world with God's help. Why do you think they were so arrogant that they could just do this in such an obvious and cavalier way, just chutzpah, bravado, aplomb? I mean, what do you call it?
Well, I'd call it psychosis, Alex.
Hubris?
Hubris beyond, you know, the normal level of hubris. Taking a constitutional republic like this country is supposed to be and then undermining it with these massive false flag terror attacks, including Oklahoma City, and then culminating in 9/11, and then continuing after that, of course, in Bali, Madrid, and London. This is just so outrageous that I have a hard time wrapping my mind around it.
And now we've had eyewitnesses on reporting that they saw the Secret Services direct the bus, and then they were there waiting when the government blew it up there, and there's all the evidence of 7/7. I mean, it's just getting ridiculous.
It is. And, I just don't really understand what they're trying to accomplish with this. You would think that things like the Gulf of Tonkin incident, right, just a fake attack on an American boat, would serve their purposes better than these massive, you know, terror bombings that ultimately are going to backfire on them.
I think they got away with it so much in the past. I think it just goes to they're kind of playing in a 20 or 30 year old paradigm, and we're in the 21st century. We're well into it. I think that, frankly, it's a bunch of old men who are smart and powerful, but I just think are of another age.
I think you're right. You know, I think false flag terror has been a pretty, you know, big time key weapon in these, you know, power of empire, you know, folks who were trying to consolidate power and to launch wars have been doing it for centuries, as you know. And I think the internet and the new communications technologies have really thrown a monkey wrench into that strategy, because now everybody can look at the video of Building 7 coming down. They can look at the video of Silverstein confessing to pulling it.
That's right, because in the past, the news event would happen once, they'd put out the official story, and then maybe little newsletters would challenge it. And they said they intended to use the web as the worldwide wiretap to control us, but it does seem like it's backfired.
Right, and it's really ironic that the World Wide Web was built by the U.S. military.
DARPA,
to do a communication system that could survive a nuclear war. And so they set it up so that messages can't be blocked easily. If a message is blocked, it has to go around and take another route, and it'll still get to its destination. That makes it really hard to censor and control. And so, ironically, they may have invented the weapon that will prove to be their destruction.
It's beautiful. Now, I'm not saying we're not out of the woods, though. Things are getting pretty serious. They may try to up the ante in the Ponzi scheme and attack Iran.
You know, I think they may very well try to flee forward into an attack on Iran. The scary thing to me is that this attack on Iran that they're planning doesn't make any strategic sense at all, unless they're going to try to seize that strip of land along the coast of the Persian Gulf where all the oil is. And if they're going to try and do that, it's going to be another big-time occupation.
That's right. The western and coastal area has half the oil reserves in just a few hundred square mile stretch.
Right. But see, the thing is, they can't do that unless they reinstitute the draft. And reinstituting the draft is politically impossible without another 9/11 type event. And that's where I kind of am a little concerned. That
what about Brzezinski 2 weeks ago before the Senate saying that there may be an attack staged in the U.S. blamed on Iran?
Well, when Brzezinski is saying things like that, it's really, you know, we've come to a very interesting pass when someone like Brzezinski is willing to come right out and warn the American people against false flag terror attacks to trigger a war in Iran. That's amazing. I've never seen anything like this in the past.
It shows a major split in the power structure. We'll talk about World War III target Iran and his new book with Professor Kevin Barrett.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Spark Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Here but me.
Kevin Bear is our guest in the studio. We'll be taking your calls coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231 on OKC, the first World Trade Center attack, the second attack of 9/11/2001, and a lot more. Don't forget, he'll be speaking tonight and hosting an event, giving a speech, taking questions, and they're going to show 9/11 film there as well, 9/11 Press for Truth. And that's coming up at the First Unitarian Universalist Church at 4700 Grover. And it's just the First Unitarian Universalist Church in Austin, Texas. Type it into Google. You can't miss it. We have links up on Infowars.com. Before we went into the break, we were going to talk more about the attack on Iran. That's a false flag in and of itself. They attack a country that doesn't have WMDs. The CIA's own report a year ago said 10 years. The Israeli report says 3 to 4 years before they even had a crude A-bomb. If they were allowed to have everything they wanted, they capitulated, allowed total UN inspection to a level never before seen, cameras in all their facilities. The UN said they were given total unfettered access, and then they went another level and said, now you can't even do basic enrichment for power plants. And then we get all these misinterpretations of what Ahmadinejad has been saying about, he wants to wipe Israel off the map. That's not what he said. They claim that they want to make Jews wear yellow stars. That turned out to be a complete lie. It's shades of the Saddam throwing babies out of incubators out of a New York PR firm, which they admit now is fake. Comments to how we stop World War III.
Well, I think we have to keep insisting that these things are lies. We have to expose these lies, like, for instance, the story that Ahmadinejad says Israel needs to be wiped off the map. He never said that. Number one, he was quoting the Ayatollah Khomeini. It wasn't his own statement. Number two, that statement doesn't say Israel, doesn't say wiped, it doesn't say map. None of those words are even
in there. It's a Zionist government.
Well, yeah, the actual translation is along the lines of this regime should be erased from the pages of time. And what that is it's a way of...
And this is what you study, this is what your doctor. And this is what you do is you study this whole region and movement and things that are going on there.
Well, yes and no, Alex. Actually, I study Arabic, but Persian is a completely different language.
I know,
different language family, so I don't know Persian. But I have read about people who do know Persian and their analysis of that particular statement.
Sure, I know there's a big separation.
Right, but apparently what Ahmadinejad and the Iranian government's position has been forever, ever since the revolution, is they would like to see regime change in Israel by way of a free and democratic election in which all Israelis and Palestinians would be able to vote for the kind of nation that they want to have. That's what that he was calling for.
Well, and then you have the thing where they said last year it was only out for 3 days, put out by one of those groups in Canada. They want to make Jews wear yellow stars. Turns out it was totally made up.
Yeah, that one, somebody just dreamed that up. Who's dreaming this stuff up? Who's putting this stuff in our newspapers and our television? Where is this stuff coming from? Is it Hill and Knowlton, this Goebbels-style PR firm that Bush used to come up with?
Well, it's like 2 weeks ago when they said they're giving deadly weapons, the Iranians are, and it turned out it was all a lie.
That's right, yeah. When the floodgates of propaganda start opening and these lies start inundating us, that means that...
Right as the aircraft carriers line up.
Right, yeah. It's definitely a time to do whatever we can do to stop this before it happens. It could be a real disaster. It could be a huge strategic disaster for the U.S., which is why people like Brzezinski are coming out, trying to blow the whistle on it, saying, watch out for another 9/11-style false flag event. The reason he's saying that is because he's going to get... credited or blamed for this in the history books, and he's worried because I think he knows very well that this is attacking Iran would be a huge gamble on the part of the U.S.
And he's going to get blamed because his national security advisor, and then in two subsequent books he wrote in the 90s and then last year, he kind of laid out this current neocon strategy, but I guess now he doesn't like how it's going.
Yeah, I don't think he laid out a neocon strategy. I think he's a...
Well, it's a very similar strategy.
Well, right. It kind of dovetails in certain ways. He did say that the only reason the U.S. was able to get behind World War II was because of Pearl Harbor.
We need a helpful Pearl Harbor event.
Right.
He helped get the Mujahideen to start the attacks on the Russians in 79 to actually kick that off. He says that, the key region will be Central Asia into Persia in the future.
That's right. So his realist strategy was pretty close to the neocon strategy, but the difference is that the neocons, I think, are complete lunatic, fanatic disciples of this evil guru named Leo Strauss. I mean, they're really, out to lunch. Brzezinski is a realist strategist who's thinking in terms of a chessboard, whereas the neocons are a bunch of, wackos who are thinking in terms of a small number of people running the world dictatorially by endlessly feeding big lies to the masses, and I don't think Brzezinski is quite that far out.
No, I agree. The founder of the Trilateral Commission is more... told about what he does. It's more thought out, but still a globalist model. But I agree with you. Let's come back and get into some of the things that you've been covering in the 9/11 Truth Movement and take some calls with Kevin Barrett.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Way up north, to Alaska, way up north, to Alaska, north, to Alaska, go north, bless your soul. North, to Alaska, go north, bless your soul. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold. Below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding.
Kevin Barrett is our guest in studio. We're carrying some new items in the InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com online video and bookstore shopping cart. We have these great black, well-made baseball caps that say InfoWars.com on the back, on the front, and then on the back it says 9/11 equals inside job. great way to meet like-minded people when you're walking down the street or at the mall or at church or at the restaurant or when you're at the gym. We need to be public about this. I routinely wear these hats, routinely wear the 9/11 Inside Job t-shirts that we have as low as $9.95 a piece. Got a bunch of discounts on my films. Some of my videos are as low as $5.95 a piece. Terror Storm you can get for $9.95 when you get it with America, Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. So go to Infowars.com and peruse the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. We're also carrying these really easy to use, water resistant. You just plug it in with an audio jack into a computer, a radio, an MP3 player, and you can just stream off the internet 24 hours a day, the Genesis Network or my show. And with an antenna attached to it, it'll go 200, 300 feet. Without that, about 70 feet, 60 feet inside through walls, over 100 feet outside. These are $69. We're selling them. That's the lowest price you're going to find them anywhere with this unit. So we've got them discounted to move at Infowars.com as well. Just very simple. You dial in the frequency you want, just like it's a radio. You plug it in to any audio jack, and it's got several different attachments. It comes with a 4-watt power supply. If you get a 6-watt, it will work with that and will actually double the power. There's a lot of ways to make them a lot stronger, but it's got to be FCC approved. So, you know, without it all, it goes about 60, 70 feet inside and over 100 outside, but conservatively 100. But again, with a little antenna attached that you can buy at Radio Shack and with a 6-watt plug-in instead of a 4-watt, it's just incredibly powerful. So you need to get that at Infowars.com as well, or call toll-free to get the films, the books, the T-shirts, the ball caps, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Also, don't forget that I do a Sunday program now from 4 to 6 p.m. Central out of KLBJ 590 studios. It is now syndicated to over 15 stations across the country, as well as the Internet. We're now even going to get some shortwave time for it as well. So please join me Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. for that Central time. The book is 9-1-1 and the American Empire, Christian, Jews, and Muslims Speak Out. Kevin, before we get more into 9-11 and take some calls here with loaded phone lines, tell folks about your new book.
Well, this is the second volume in this 9/11 and Empire series. It got started when David Griffin came to the University of Wisconsin-Madison in spring of 2005 and gave a talk on 9/11 to a full house of 450-plus people.
And that was carried by C-SPAN.
That's right. It was broadcast nationwide by C-SPAN, a big mainstream media breakthrough. And so David and I said, you know, we should try to counter this ad hominem attack stuff that they're throwing at us by showing that there are a lot of respectable names who say that, you know, what we're saying is not crazy at all, that, you know, are actually saying we're right. So let's put out these books collecting some big-name intellectuals in the first volume and big-name religious studies scholars in the second volume talking about 9/11 and looking at it from a perspective not only what really happened, but how can we as Christians, Jews, and Muslims sit down together and invoke our moral principles that are really pretty common between all of us and try and get at the truth of what happened, and also, you know, what's the meaning of this event? What should we do with this event?
It's also important to counter it from that angle, because 9/11 itself, with the official narrative, is a religious belief.
Well, it is. You know, my argument in my essay in this book is that it's a myth, an artificially created myth.
Mythos, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You know, human sacrifice, unfortunately, is a big part of a lot of traditional religions that have been around in various parts of the world. And the Jewish, Christian, Islamic traditions try to put an end to human sacrifice. You know, in Judaism, of course, the sacrifice of Isaac is God stays the hand of Abraham, right? Same thing in Islam. And in Christianity, of course, the sacrifice of Jesus is supposed to be an end to human sacrifice. Yet these diabolical perpetrators of 9/11 sacrificed 3,000 people in this incredibly telegenic...
Bush has been...
Spectacle.
Yeah, Bush has been... Well, start over. I want you to say that because we're also rolling cameras.
Okay. Well, yeah. I guess my point here is that this is it was a religious spectacle, a human sacrifice spectacle designed to reawaken primal religious emotions and drive people into this homicidal frenzy that could be channeled towards war.
I agree, and human sacrifice in ancient civilizations was really the state waging war against the people, but creating it as a sacrament that the corn will grow, the water will fall, if you just let the state kill you, and it kind of institutionalized this type of dehumanization, and we see that in Mel Gibson's Apocalypto, which is a pretty darn accurate. And we ask, how could that happen? Well, Bush keeps calling it sacrifice in all of his major speeches. They know they're invoking that primordial, archetypal, instinctive drive.
That's right. And you've actually done some work on this with the kind of stuff that goes on at Bohemian Grove, where they sacrifice care in the form of, like, burning an effigy of a child.
Yes.
This goes back to those primal religions of the Mediterranean region.
I now have a video clip I sent to the network. We never played it because we didn't have time, of Anton LaVey. Just type Anton LaVey into YouTube, and it comes up one of the top clips. And he says, we sacrifice care, we kill a child in effigy. So, I mean, this is scary stuff, but sorry, you're talking about Mediterranean.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing. It's just these traditional religions around the world, including the ones on the South Shore, especially the Mediterranean in the pre-Roman times and so on, were actually sacrificing children. And our diabolical government is doing something similar when it uses these false flag attacks to invoke these primal religious emotions in which people just give up critical thinking, follow the government, and go out and march off to kill their fellow human beings.
Now, you study religion. Do you think that the perpetrators are doing this because they know how to push our buttons, or are they doing it because they themselves believe in it?
Well, that's a good question. I think the neoconservatives clearly have worked out this very elaborate philosophy, saying that only we, the few, the proud, the neocons, can handle using reason to understand how reality works, and therefore we have the right and the duty to control everybody else through big lies while we enjoy the fruits of this society that's run by this.
Which is what Strauss taught at Chicago.
Exactly. But I think they're just systematizing a philosophy that's been around in elitist circles for a long time.
Yeah, for thousands of years, different predatory elites have kind of stylized through religion and through ceremony their predatory actions.
That's right. But the people also respond to this by changing and rituals and invoking rituals and finding reality through religious practices, including, you know, ritual and storytelling and myth and so on. So there's always kind of a battle going on between the actual religious impulse in human beings and the way those impulses are manipulated and controlled by elites.
Where do you see the 9/11 truth movement going? And then we're going to go to some calls.
Well, I think we're heading for victory, Alex. And I don't know when. I don't know how it's going to happen. It could happen in all sorts of different ways. But I think we still have a shot at getting these current leaders in this administration out of office in chains before the end of their terms. And if we can do that, we will have won. But, you know, we could win in a whole lot of other ways, too. I don't see how they can stop us at this point.
Yeah, I mean, we may not get trials and people going to the, you know, to the prison or to the gallows, but certainly in the court of public opinion, we've now gone way across the 50% point, deep down knowing it's an inside job. Because if you study polls, you get 36% when they get a cold call from Scripshower, Ohio University scientific poll. They know that with really controversial questions, a lot of times it's double or more so, the actual number you get. Hey, the phone rings. Hello, this is Scripshower News Service doing a poll. Would you participate? It's about 9/11. Sure. Well, okay, how old are you? Blah, blah, blah. Have you taken this poll before? No. Have you taken a similar poll? Okay, here's the first question. You believe the government was involved in the attack? Do you believe it's an inside job? 36% say yes, and that same poll, 66% believe they're being lied to. Then 4 months later, they have an Angus and Reid. 84% believe they're being lied to. I've done over 4,000 radio interviews in the last 6 years. I mean, I was really heating up with interviews before then, warning people about terror. Mm-hmm. And I would talk about this the first year after maybe half the callers agreed with me. Now I go on shows where the host is attacking me. It could be KFI or KOA or WABC. And the host is attacking me. I'm on an hour and a half. And it's just absolutely amazing what happens with this, because almost every caller calls in and agrees with me.
I've had kind of the same experience, Alex. I've gone on mainstream shows, too, with hosts who were attacking me. And I've had the same experience. Lately, the callers have been on my side. So I hope it just continues in that direction.
Well, and obviously you have a show weekdays here on Genesis. Tell folks about what time that program's on.
Well, that's 3 to 5 p.m. Central Time. It's the Dynamic Duo Show, and I handle Mondays and Fridays. Jim Fetzer does Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And I've had a lot of interesting folks on there, probably none more interesting than my guest last Monday, I think it was, from Duke University. We had Professor Bruce Lawrence, who's a scholar of radical Islam and an expert on Osama bin Laden, and he actually came right out and said that the confession video is bogus, that Fatty bin Laden confession video where there's an overweight imposter.
Oh, we should have brought that up. Talk about that. That interview got a lot of attention.
Well, it did, because it is the furthest that anybody with those kind of credentials has gone as far as saying that that video is bogus. And it's really important, because he didn't just say that the Fatty bin Laden confession video of November, December 2001 is bogus. He said that all the CIA people who work on the bin Laden units know it's bogus. He talks to these people. He works with those people in his you know, translating bin Laden speeches and stuff. He says they all know it's bogus. And the question becomes, well, why is our whole intelligence apparatus going along with this?
Well, it's fear. And the reason it was so shoddy is they can't get most of the good CIA folks that are compartmentalized and doing real jobs to go lie for them. So it was just some black op. They put some guy who looks nothing like him, 100 pounds heavier, a nose twice the size. And they put him in there. They did face recognition, it isn't him. Then they did voice print, that's 100% it's not him. Then they had universities do the language test, where they looked at the linguistics, and it's not even the same dialect. I mean, this is, how stupid do they think we are?
Well, they must think we're pretty stupid, Alex, to keep trying this stuff. But anyway, it's good to have somebody like Bruce Lawrence, who's really a kind of an insider. You know, he's
tell us about him.
Well, he's the head of the religious studies program at Duke University, and he's an accomplished Arabist and Islamologist. He's published a number of books in this area, including this most recent book of his on Osama, Messages to the World, which is a translation of Osama speeches. Now, Bruce Lawrence, when he put that book out, you know, he didn't select the Osama speeches that I would select. He selected them and arranged them in such a way that you could read his book and still more or less buy the official story. He ignores the bogus smoking gun Fatty bin Laden confession video. He ignores all of these interviews where bin Laden denied any responsibility for 9/11.
And then we have all these other interviews where they've just recut stuff that was pre-9/11, and they keep putting them out as new, and then later go, okay, that was a recut of old tapes.
That's right. Yeah, that's another trick. They keep reusing the old footage.
Well, I mean, how many times did they kill the number two al-Qaeda? Like 12 times? How many times did they kill the bin Laden's, number three man? How many times did they kill Chemical Ali, then we learn he's alive? How many times did they kill all of these people? How many times did they kill his sons?
That's right. They always have to kill a bad guy every so often just to make the story.
But why do they think we're so dumb they can use the same guy over and over again, never retracting the last time?
Well, I think that it's like Orwell said, that you got to, you know, get people living in a perpetual present where they have no historical memory, and then you just keep hitting them with these emotionally effective images.
Yeah, the government is cold-bloodedly just setting the precedent to just outright lie.
That's right. And as Orwell said in 1984, the real freedom is the freedom to say 2 + 2 = 4. If that is permitted, then all things are there. You know? So the thing is, if they can convince us that these outrageous lies that anybody can see are lies are true, then we're stuck. There's nothing else we can do.
We're accepting 2 + 2 = 10.
Yeah. That's what they want us to do.
And then he tortures Winston until he finally just can't see any numbers. He says, I see 3, I see 5, I see 10, I see whatever you want me to see.
That's right. I see bin Laden, I see the number 2 guy, I see the number
Well, who's the bad guy in that? It's a turbaned, you know, like the bad guy from a Disney cartoon with the big black beard. You know that's Goldstein, who's this enemy who could never be defeated in 1984. And Winston realizes that the government's blowing up its own buildings to keep the war against the people going, that there isn't even really an enemy.
That's right. It's kind of interesting how Goldstein is the villain in 1984, this bogus villain who's this tall, dark, Semitic caricature. And this is a sort of a Jewish caricature in 1984. But a lot of these, you know, these nasty anti-Semitic caricatures of Jews are now being turned around and used against Muslims.
Exactly. If you take the old Nazi cartoons of Jews with the big nose and the dark hair and the hunchback, you can superimpose them on the Arabs. It's the exact caricature.
That's right. And it's not just the Nazis, Alex. You know, Walt Disney put out a cartoon, I believe, in the early 30s or late 20s of the Three Little Pigs. And the big bad wolf in that cartoon is a tall, hook-nosed Jewish stereotype. This is a big, you know, a lot of people don't know about this, but Disney was apparently, you know, a little anti-Semitic himself. Well, fast forward a little bit, and then in, when was it, the 80s or actually early 90s, late 80s, when Aladdin came out, They put out this exact same caricature. It's almost a reworking of the big bad wolf, the anti-Semitic wolf, but now it's Jafar, the evil vizier, in this Middle Eastern country. And it's like they've taken this anti-Jewish stereotype and they flipped it upside down, and now it's an anti-Muslim, anti-Arab stereotype.
Absolutely. Let's take a call. John in California, you're on the air with Kevin Barrett.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to talk to Kevin Barrett.
It's okay, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I wanted to say happy belated birthday. I also wanted to mention, not too long ago, I gave you this code you could put on your page for people to copy the radio program to their website.
And we didn't do it.
Yeah, well, that I wanted to give people a direction to get.
No, I'm just saying, we're so busy. Send it again to, say, Aaron at Infowars.com. I appreciate you making that. We'll try to get it posted, but go ahead.
All right. I wanted to give some people, until you do get it on there, a place where they can.
Sure, go ahead.
It's at myspace.com/biometallic, spelled with a zero and a K.
Biometallic, spelled with a zero and a K. We'll try to get that posted. We just get our emails constantly having problems. Keep sending it, folks, because we get a lot of good info from you. But I don't want to exaggerate. 4,000 a day or so, and you know, probably half of them are spam, Viagra ads, and mortgage ads, and you know, other stupid things. But find your dream date. But we have to slog through all that. Basically, all my email addresses are just impossible to keep track of. Now, that's why I give out my colleagues' email addresses so they can hopefully find it. But send it to me and we'll get it. Thank you for the call, John. Thank you for creating that program. We'll be right back with Kevin Barrett on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. The website's Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net. We'll be right back. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
We had an unbelievable interview in the first 30 minutes of the show today, for those that don't know. Headline, Nichols McVeigh had high-level FBI help. Another headline, Nichols says bombing was FBI operation. We had more information than what was in these two major newspapers yesterday on today with the lawyer who we first interviewed 3 years ago. This is huge news. It is in the first 30 minutes of the show today. It is so vitally important. Everybody needs to check it out. Everybody needs to look at it for themselves and find out the truth. Let's go ahead and take another call here with our guest, Kevin Barrett. Ryan in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Go ahead.
I actually would like to ask Kevin Barrett if he's familiar with, what is his name? John Amalegro, who decoded some of the Dead Sea Scrolls when they were first found?
You know, I think I've read a little bit by and or about John Allegro. Didn't he actually suggest that Jesus was a magic mushroom at one point?
He actually wrote a book on it, and it's very fascinating, and I just wanted to know what your take was on that.
Now, we're really talking about government-sponsored terror, not magic mushroom people.
Well, it kind of all ties in because it just goes into the occult and how all these things came to be, and it's just all about the occult and the ancient Jewish occultic practices and how they came to be before Judaism existed. And I was just wondering if he was familiar with that book. I just think it's a very fascinating book and might be interesting.
Sure, are you familiar with it?
Yes, I have read that book. I'm interested, but you probably know more than I do about that topic.
Actually, I don't even know who it is. Listen, thank you for the call, Ryan. David in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I'd like to talk about the, a while ago you were talking about the Apocalypto and how the parallel of this. After watching your Bohemian Grove video and really getting into this whole thing, it really looks like it's an ancient weapon that they're using on us. And now, in concert with that ancient weapon, they're using these new technologies like chemtrails. I heard you had Clifford Carnicom on a few months back.
Well, I've had him on many times.
Somehow this all ties in. You've been getting on. I've been listening to you religiously here lately, and you get on, you're sick. You're like, what the heck's going on? You know, and after watching Cliff's video, you know, it kind of all really ties in. Like, they got a Trump card, and they're not going to stop. So I think, like, talking to a congressman or, you know, God love everybody for wanting to do that, but we need a consciousness change here. We need to get some movement going, and this is going to take God on our side, man.
Well, I agree. We need to first realize just how evil the globalists are. Their religion is about exercising power and about abusing people, just like 1984 with O'Brien. They're the priest of power. This is a guild of psychopaths running the planet. Kevin Barrett, comments?
I think you're absolutely right, and I think that we do need a change of consciousness, and I think that when they screwed up 9/11 and left a pile of smoking guns, they gave us a chance to change consciousness by picking up those smoking guns, shoving them in the face of Mr. and Mrs. America and saying, look what they did to us, and I think that can change the world.
Absolutely.
Can I make one more comment?
Yes, sir.
I agree with that, but what I'm saying here, it really looks like they wouldn't have pulled all of this off without having a contingency plan, a backup plan.
It's the thing of they're so powerful, they're so big, they're invincible, what can we do? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm saying that they've got technologies and ability to germ warfare, you know, that they could release anything at any time. It's like if this 9/11 thing didn't work out, I'm sure they planned it ahead and thought, okay.
Well, that's why we have to expose how they're planning ahead.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, God, thank you for doing your show, man. You've awakened me up the last 5 years. But I'm just saying it's like, I don't know, they get a power somehow by having all of these souls, you know, concentrating.
I hear you. They're evil. Thank you for the call. We're out of time. Kevin Barrett, I want to thank you for being in the studio with us.
Hey, thanks, Alex. It's been great.
Coming up tonight, what time is the event this evening?
I think it starts about 7 o'clock.
That's right, 7 p.m. tonight at the First Universalist Unitarian Church. They're also going to show a 9/11 film. Look forward to that event happening. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you, Alex.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.